A year and a half ago, came to our church for the very first time on a recommendation, and I was really nervous when he came because he has a reputation of being just a really great man of the Lord. And I had never met him, and I always thought, oh, people like Brother Baldwin won't come to churches like ours. And I got in contact with him, and I sent him an email. He committed to come and then forgot about me. And then had no idea that he was supposed to come. And so praise the Lord. Lord burdened my heart and said, you know, did you remember you were coming? And he said, no, I have no recollection. So my daughter dug out the email that he had signed in blood and sent it back to him. And he said, I am so sorry. I will be there. And I came out here and not ever having met him or Miss Jeanette, just brought him back to the campus. We sat in the office for a little while and was talking. And getting to know them was just a tremendous blessing. It's always been the hand of the Lord to put really just godly men in my life and people that have been in contact with our family. And Brother Baldwin has been that for the last year and a half. He prays for us. He loves us. He loves not just our family. He loves this church. He loves the spirit of this church. And I praise the Lord for that. And I don't want us to ever forget things like that. We don't make the church, but the Lord does. And he makes it through us. And we thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for him. Brother Baldwin, as soon as the special is over, you come and preach to us. We sure love you. Thank you for being back.
Help me not to rest while those around Amen. Thank you very much for the wonderful message and song. Someone is waiting outside of these doors and around the world, and we have the answer, and God's local church needs to get that to a lost and dying world. Thank you for allowing me to be back at Shadow Mountain Baptist Church. I love your pastor, and I'll be honest, I love his family and granddaughter more, but at least he's included in that, so we thank the Lord, and I love you folks, too. I travel a lot, been a lot of places, a lot of churches, and coming here 2015, this place put a special place in my heart, and I really say that honestly, and I certainly thank the Lord for you and pray for you daily, and know that God's working a special way. A lot of new faces here, and that's a good sign. Anytime a church, a growing church, that's what it ought to be if we're reaching the Lord. Growing and sending church, that's what it's all about. And thank you so much for allowing us to be here. By the way, before I have you turn to Psalm 116, I want to mention, tonight I'm preaching a special message. I want to invite everyone to be able to come. I'm going to preach a message tonight entitled, How to Maximize the Potential of a Growing Church and Minimize Any Problem. And I hope you'll come. It's a very special message, and I trust you'll come back tonight, and we'll have a great time. It'll be very simple, easy to understand. You can bring a notepad. You can even take notes, and I guarantee you, you'll remember it for a long time, and it's a special time, and I trust God will use it in a special way. Psalm 116, if you have your place there and you're physically able to stand, I'm going to read this psalm, and then trust God to use it to be able to speak to our hearts today. Psalm 116, beginning in verse number 1. The psalmist said, I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Our Father, we are so thankful for this local church, and thank you for the man of God that you placed here, the family, the people, the opportunity this church has to be involved in your program that reached the world. Thank you for what you've done over the years, what you continue to do. Thank you for the growth, and thank you for the wonderful people that you've placed here. Thank you for the opportunity we have to be here today to worship our great and wonderful God. You truly are a great God, and we have a lot to be thankful for. Help us, I pray, to be more committed to serve you than ever before. I thank you for the opportunity to preach the Word of God. I pray you'll take me as your servant, cleanse me of any sin, empty me of self, fill me with thine Holy Spirit. You bless the preaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. Psalm 116 is one of my favorite psalms. I've preached from it many times. I've done many homegoing services from this Psalm, especially in verse number 15, when the Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And I'm sure you've heard that preach many times. But when you look at this psalm and you think about the context and what this psalm is saying, it's really a psalm of a relationship between the Lord and his servant. And the servant talks about how he worshiped the Lord and his relationship with the Lord. And throughout this psalm, he says things like how much he loved his master and how he looked to his master and how he leans upon his master and how he lives for his master and how he would not lie unto his master and how he lifts up his master and how he is loyal to his master and how it will last forever, he says. What a great relationship. He said that I'm a servant. And you read through this particular psalm and think about the relationship of a servant to his master. He begins this psalm with four words that every time I read these words, I tremble a little bit. He says, I love the Lord. Now, I could pause there and think about that, and I'm going to be honest with you. I pray every day of my life since I become a Christian. I've never said to the Lord these words, Lord, I love you with all of my heart. The reason I've never said that is not that I don't want to. It's because when I think about him and I think about me, I've never been able to honestly say to him, Lord, I love you with all of my heart. But I'll tell you one thing I do pray every day. I pray this. I say, Lord, help me to love you with all of my heart, with all of my might, with all of my mind, with all of my soul, with all of my spirit, with all of my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. I pray that every day of my life, because I believe that nothing moves, nothing motivates, nothing stirs, nothing gets more commitment out of a Christian than to be able to say, I love the Lord. I've said this many times at our church in different places, and my wife, I don't know of a human being that I honestly know that loves the Lord more than my wife. And she says that all the time, and kids even laugh and make jokes around the church about her. They said, when Grammy prays, she says, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And everybody knows how genuine she is. So from time to time, I'll pray this. Lord, I want to love you with all of my heart. But right now, let me love you as much as Jeanette does. That'll get me started because she loves the Lord. And the psalmist could say this boldly from his heart. He said, I love the Lord. Then he paused and he said, because. The next several verses, he lists some reasons why he loved the Lord. He said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon his name as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then call I upon the name of the Lord. He said, I'll tell you why I love the Lord. I love the Lord because he listens to me when I pray. Hey, that's a good reason to love the Lord. I mean, sometimes people don't have time for us, but the psalmist said, every time I fall on my face, no matter what I'm facing in life, there's a God in heaven that listens to me when I pray. He said, therefore, I love the Lord. He went on in verse number 5 and said, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. He said, I'll tell you another reason I love the Lord. Not only does he listen to my prayer, but I love the Lord because he is gracious and merciful toward me. Hey, that's a good reason to love the Lord. Nobody pours out grace like him. Nobody is more merciful than him. And the psalmist says, for that reason, I love the Lord. He goes on in verse number 6, beyond that, and he says, I love the Lord not only because he listens to my prayer, he is gracious and merciful. But in verse 6, he says, the Lord preserveth the simple. He said, I love the Lord because when I'm simple, He preserves me. I'll tell you, from time to time, we as human beings know how to be simple. But he says, I'm simple and God still loves me. He goes on in verse number 7. He said, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. I love the Lord not only because he listens to me when I pray. He's gracious and merciful. He takes care of the simple. But I'll tell you another reason I love the Lord. I love the Lord because he blesses me bountifully even when I go astray. Wow. I mess up in life. And in spite of me, my failures, my faults, and all of my mistakes, he still blesses me. I love the Lord, he says. Verse 8, he said, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I love the Lord not only because he listens to my prayers, he's gracious and merciful, he takes care of the simple, he blesses me bountifully when I go astray, but I love the Lord because he relieves my burdens. He delivers my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I love, he says, the Lord. And here are a few reasons why. And he began to think about that. And over in his mind, he's thinking about, my master has done all of these things for me, listened to me, given me grace and mercy and wiped away my tears and blessed me in spite of me. I love the Lord. And then he pauses and then turned to himself. God has never failed me. God has proven his love. God has blessed me. I've done a lot of things to mess up, but that love from him to me is always there. And then he begins to examine himself and think about his thoughts and minds. And then he asked himself this question that I want to ask you here this morning, verse number 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? What do I have? I mean, it's there. It's very clear to me that a God who listens to me when I pray, who pours out mercy and grace upon me, who blesses me, who keeps me from stumbling and wipes away my tears. What do I have? What in my thoughts, my resources? What can I render? I can never totally pay him. But the one thing I want in my life, for my master, and I'm his servant, what can I render to him for all of his benefits toward me? If you love the Lord today, on a regular basis, you ought to be saying to yourself, what can I render back to him? Just to show him I love him. Oh, it takes a little bit more than singing about it. It takes a little bit more than saying it. It takes some actions. What is it that I have? And mama, I know I can't pay him. Salvation alone is more than I deserve. But when I think beyond that, this God is good. This God is great. This God is merciful. What can I render back to him for all of his benefits toward me? There's not a man, woman, boy, or girl sitting in here today that has not been blessed by God. And if you're saved today, the wonderful salvation alone is enough for you to get up out of your bed every single day and you ought to walk and say, God, my mind, my thoughts, my family, my resources, everything that I have, if I gave it all to you, it wouldn't begin to pay you back just for salvation alone. We're talking about missions, and we're talking about the heart of God. We're talking about what God wants me to do. It's very clear, if you read the Bible, that God wants those who've been redeemed by the grace of God and members of a good local Bible-believing church to be able to give ourselves to him on a regular basis that he may use us. And it will do all of us good to ask ourselves, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I want that thought to go through your mind the next few moments. And then I'm going to help you out a little bit, because I'm going to pick up in verse 13 to the end of the chapter, And I'm going to tell you what the psalmist said. He rendered back to the Lord. And maybe we can draw something from that to say, you know what? Maybe I can render that back to this great God. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? He says, first of all, in verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. The first thing he said, I'm going to render back to the Lord is the salvation of my soul. Now, let me think for a moment. If you're here today and you've never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have no idea what salvation is all about. The best thing you do, it wouldn't do you any good to write a check, fill out a card, sing a song, or do any of those things. The only thing you could ever render back to the Lord is simply come to the Lord and say, I'm a sinner. I was born that way. I was shaped in sin and iniquity. That's the way I came in this world. I'm a child of Adam. And God, by faith, I believe that you died for me, was buried, was raised from the dead. And I'm going to render to you faith and repentance and ask you to save my soul. That's the best thing. And the only thing that you could render back to God today. But if you are saved, here's something. You're going through life, and I go through life all the time. We're bombarded. We're talking about giving. We're talking about going. We're talking about serving all the time. And I mean, the wiles of the devil are out there. Self want to be on the throne. I'm having battles all the time. What can I render back to the Lord? I've got a cup of salvation from the day that I got saved that's flowing with peace and joy and power and love. And every time hard times come, I ought to take a little sip from the cup of salvation. There's no human being in the world today that's ever been saved that doesn't have something to praise God for. There's a testimony etched in my heart that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. God's my Father. Jesus my Savior. Holy Spirit's my comfort. Heaven's my home. The Bible's my guide. And I've got something every day to sip from. It'll keep me going. Keep me praying. Keep me serving. Keep me giving. Keep me living. Because the cup never runs dry. And I think Christian people, at some time in life, if you're going to serve God, you're going to give, you're going to go, you better be thankful that you're saved. Amen. And you better be able to thank God that I've got something that I don't get out of money. Money will never satisfy the soul. Fame won't satisfy. But I take a little sip of the cup of salvation and say, I may wake up broke. I may wake up sick. I may be wake up in this situation, but I'll never wake up without my salvation. Amen. And do all of us fundamental Bible-believing Baptists every once in a while to have a little Holy Ghost fit that I'm thankful I'm saved. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? If you don't have any money, you don't have any fame, you're not as well as you want to be. If you're saved, take a little sip from the cup of salvation and keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on serving. Keep on praying, because it'll never run dry. As a matter of fact, it even so full it runs over in the saucer. If my mom and dad, you would drink coffee and fill it up and run, you'll sip out of the saucer and the cup's still full.
Amen.
What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? Get up thanking God that you're saved. And I mean, it ought to be that you are more concerned about hearing those words, well done, that good and faithful servant. That ought to be more important to us than what I'm going to get out of this life. Heaven's home, and it's a reality.
Amen.
My salvation is guaranteed. What shall I render? The psalmist said, I'll take the cup of salvation. I may not have anything else, but I'll drink from it every day. And I guarantee you, I'll get something out of it to keep me going in this Christian life. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? Look at what he says twice here in two verses. In verse number 18, he says this: I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Back in verse 14, it says it the second time. Exact words: I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? I'm drinking from the cup of salvation that keeps me going. But I'll tell you something I can give, and everybody here can give back to the Lord. How about a submissive spirit?
Yeah.
If this God listens to me when I pray, if this God has this much grace, if this God has this much mercy, if this God wipes away my tears, keeps me from falling, keeps me from dying, keeps me living in this life, blesses me in spite of me, and giving me a cup full of salvation, can I at least give him back a submissive spirit? Can I be what he wants me to be? Maybe what I can render back to him, it's time that I take a look at my life and renew my commitment. The psalmist says, I will pay my vows. Hey, when I got saved, I made vows to Jesus Christ. When I got scripturally baptized, I made vows to my local church. I was at a missions conference one time, and God spoke to my heart. I made vows to the cause of getting the gospel around the world. When I think about God, he hadn't changed. He still answers prayers. He still has mercy. He still has grace. Isn't it about time I just kind of renew my commitment and start paying him the vows I made to him? Maybe a good time you ought to look back to your last missions conference. And you ought to remember what you put on the card that had no name on it because you didn't make it to the preacher, didn't make it to the church, didn't make it to the trustees, didn't make it to the deacons. You made it to Christ. Somehow, the pressures of life got to you when you should have taken a sip from the cup. Maybe the lack of faith when you should have taken a sip from the cup caused you not to keep that vow you made to him. Maybe it's time you say, I need to renew that commitment. Keep my vows to Christ. Keep my vows to the local church, which is the place, by the way, that he commissioned to evangelize the world, and I'm a part of it. Maybe I ought to renew when that last time I heard about those 7 billion people in the world, and I got moved by something to get me to want to commit to be involved, and somehow the last several months, I've fallen away from that. Maybe it's about time, because of all of his benefits toward me, I just renew them. Maybe I need to start over. Maybe I need to kind of increase a little bit. Maybe I need to get involved. After all, he listens to me when I pray. And I say to him all the time, I love you, Lord, but I don't demonstrate it by keeping my vows. The psalmist said, I'm going to renew my commitment. And he says, regardless of the consequences or circumstances I face, he said, I'm going to do it now in the presence of all these people. You know what he's saying? I'm going to do it privately. By the way, before we start messing up a lot of times publicly, we've already messed up privately. When I fall on my knees and make a vow to God Almighty, he remembers it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to renew my vow. Circumstances will not stop me. I'm going to renew my vows and keep my commitment because this God is so wonderful. And I say to him all the time and say in the presence of other people, I love the Lord and God. Help me to demonstrate it by keeping my vows. I love the Lord, the psalmist said. What shall I give back to him for all of his benefits? How about the salvation of my soul? How about a submissive spirit? But he goes on and says in verse number 16, something I want you to see. Oh Lord, truly. Y'all look, just listen and read the wording of what he says. Keep in mind, he's saying, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? In those 7 verses, he's given us all the things that God had done. And he talked about the cup of salvation. He goes to verse number 16, and he's telling himself something. He's convincing himself of something. He's reminding him of something that we need to be reminded of. He said, oh, Lord, truly, I am thy servant. Pause. I am thy servant. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? I'll take the cup of salvation. I'll give him a submissive spirit. But I need to give him service of self. I've just been reminding myself of something. I've forgotten who I belong to. I just realized something. I am thy servant. I am thy servant. I'm not the servant of my job. I'm not the servant of the devil. I'm not the servant of self. I'm not the servant of anybody. I am thy servant. God, I forgot who I belong to. If I'm thy servant, I just realized something. My time is yours. My talent is yours. My treasure is yours. My children are yours. Your master. I'm servant. God, I've forgotten that. I've allowed other things to come ahead of you. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to render back to you. I need to give you back what's yours. Yeah. Your master, your Lord. I am thy servant. I am thy servant. God, forgive me if I've made other things in this life more important than you. And then he says at the end of that verse, he said, thou hast loosed my bonds. God, I just realized something. I was born in iniquity, headed to a place called hell. Money couldn't buy me back. Fame couldn't buy me back. But you brought me back with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You loosed my bonds. You set me free. I was a slave of the devil. And you bought me with your precious blood. And now I belong to you. And God, forgive me that I've forgotten. I wasn't purchased with gold and silver. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. I just want to say to you, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. But God, when I let something else take the place of you and forget that I am thy servant, the words that I say, I love the Lord, don't match up. I love the Lord. He said in verse number 9, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. God, I just realize who I belong to. And I need to retain my testimony in this world. When I say I love Jesus, there ought to be some things that go along with those words. You know, there's some things that accompany salvation that the world looks at. And I need to demonstrate that in my life. How can I ever say I love the Lord and I can't ever present myself to be a vessel that you can use to help reach somebody else that you died for? How can I ever say I love the Lord and not be able to give that others may go? How can I ever say I love the Lord and not pray for missionaries on the field? I've forgotten that you loosed my bonds. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? The psalmist said, salvation of my soul. He said, a submissive spirit. He said, the service of self. And then lastly, he said in verse 19, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. I'll tell you what he says I'm going to render to the Lord. I'm going to give him the salvation of my soul. I got a cup full of salvation, and every day of my life I'm going to drink from it. It'll never get old. It'll never get boring. I'll drink from it every day. I'll find something in there, strength to go on, peace and joy. I'll tell you what, I'll get my mind on heaven. I'm going to give him that. I'm going to give him a submissive spirit. I'm going to make sure I pay my vows. I honor him. I'm going to do it privately and publicly. He says, I'm going to give him service of self. I realize that I am his servant. I realize that he loosed my bonds, and I'm going to rest in his security. He said, but I'll tell you what else I'm going to do. Every day of my life, I'm going to speak of my Savior. I'm going to speak about him. And by the way, I'll throw this in, too. If you love the Lord, you'll tell other people about him. You'll tell him how good, tell other people how good he is. You'll tell them how wonderful that salvation is. You'll tell them how you were uneasy and how fearful that one day he put a little peace in your heart. You'll praise his holy name on your job, every place that you go. You'll speak of him. I tell you what else you'll do. You'll do it in the house of the Lord. You'll look for an opportunity to be in church to praise your Savior. You'll look for an opportunity to give out a tract. You'll look for an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Why? I love the Lord. Amen. How can you not talk about someone that you love to somebody who needs that kind of love? The greatest motivation in the Christian life today is how much do you love the Lord? And if you love him, there are some things that's just going to happen in your life. Now, maybe some of you need to pray like me every day. God, help me to love you with all of my heart, with all of my might, with all of my mind, with all of my soul, with all of my spirit, with all of my strength. Because I know that if I love the Lord, I'll go, I'll give, I'll pray, I'll witness, I'll go soul winning, I'll pass out tracts, I'll try to get people to meet this Lord that I met 40 years ago. And what a difference he's made in my life. The greatest challenge I can give to you on this missions emphasis day is to take a moment. Let's forget the psalmist. And let's think about you. And I want you to say in your heart today, I love the Lord because. And start listing those things in your own mind. I love the Lord because he has done this in my life. He has blessed me with this. He has given me this. He's allowed me to do this. He's forgiven me when I fail. And you take about that whole list of things that he's done for you. And then I want you to ask yourself this question. What can I render to the Lord for all of those benefits toward me? And you ought to start with the salvation of your soul. God, I have not been as excited about my salvation as I ought to be. And I need a little sip from the cup of salvation. God, I haven't been as submissive with my spirit as I ought to be. I've made vows to Christ that I haven't kept. I've made vows to the church that I haven't kept. I've made vows to the cause that I haven't kept. And God, I haven't given myself to serve you. And I've just been reminded of something. I am thy servant. Not my job. Not the government. Not the people. Not even self. I am thy servant, and help me to retain that testimony privately and publicly, and people will know that I love the Lord because I'm going to speak of my Savior. I'm going to be faithful in the place that he's commissioned to reach the world. I'm going to give it my time, give it my talent, and give it my treasure so I can say without reservation, without hesitation, I love the Lord. And here's what I'm rendering back to him for all of his benefits toward me. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Ponder on that for just a few moments. Think about the last time you said, I love the Lord, whether you said it publicly or privately. And I want you to ask yourself something this morning. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits? There's no question about the benefits. Maybe you need to start with the salvation of your soul. How many men, women, boys, and girls in here today can say without hesitation, I know that I'm saved. I took the cup of salvation one day, and I know that I'm saved. Raise your hands for just a moment. You may put them down. How many be honest and say, you know what, preacher? I battle a lot of things in life, and I need to render back to him. I need to drink of that cup a little bit. I've let things discourage me, defeat me, cause me to mess up in life. And if I don't have any of those things that I'm so worried about, I still have that salvation, that cup still full. And I need to drink from it today. Would you pray for me in your closing prayer that I would have a new zeal, a new excitement about my salvation? That's your prayer. Would you slip your hands up real high today? Thank you. God bless you. You may put them down. How many would say, preacher, I need to render to him a submissive spirit. I've made some vows I haven't kept. Christ, to the church, or the cause. I need to render that back to him. The psalmist said, I will pay my vows. Now and in the presence of all those people, you say, God spoke into my heart. There's some vows. I need to renew some commitments. I realize that he's the one that set me free. And I've let that slip. Pray for me that I might renew that commitment regardless of the consequences today. That's your prayer. Would you slip your hands up for just a moment? God spoke into my heart. Thank you. You may put them down. Maybe you say you need to speak to more about him today. Tell other people about Jesus Christ. Oh, get on fire for him today. Time's getting short. And then one final question. Is there a man, woman, boy, or girl would say today, preacher, I need to take the cup of salvation. I'm not sure if I died today I go to heaven, but I'm 100% convinced I don't want to go to hell. Would you pray for me in your closing prayer? If that's your prayer, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one looking around. Just raise it up for just a moment. Pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved, but I know I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. Thank you, sir. I see your hand. Anyone else? Just put it in for just a moment. Let's stand together, heads are bowed and eyes are closed for just a moment. I'm going to pray in just a moment. If God spoke to your heart, why don't you find your place here at the altar across this throat and just say, you know what? No confession time, but talking to you. He's master and you're servant. He's master, we're to serve him. And if we love him, we ought to render back to him a submissive spirit, service of self, and to speak his name every place we go. If he's spoken to your heart, find your place and come and pray and ask God to help you today. Our Father, we love you today. Words never have enough, in my opinion, of how much I want to love you. But you've proven how much you love us. And I pray for these people who've been honest today. And I pray that you'll speak to hearts that they might come today. And whatever you laid upon their hearts, they'll renew that commitment. Render back to you. Render back to you because they love you. You save anyone here that's lost. Please work in a special way. Thank you. Thank you for loving us and demonstrating that in so many ways. Now you bless the invitation time. Speak to hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.